basically, a lot of the people that have attended our events, they are people that sometimes it's the first time getting engaged in the political process. And that's one of our goals, that we want to engage the community. We want them to learn the whole process and how we can empower them to make sure that they are, you know, holding our elected officials accountable, that they're voting, that they're getting their family and their friends registered, and that, you know, we're all, you know, making sure that we're talking about the issues that are impacting our working class communities.
Arnoldo, what kind of issues are those that you're particularly focusing on?
We are asking people what is the most important issue they and their family are facing. I think a lot of times progressives tend to talk to voters and not talk with them. And we're knocking on neighborhoods with the highest poverty rate, neighborhoods with the lowest turnout, and talking to voters who we call low propensity voters, unlikely. And what we're finding out, it's higher wages for working people. It is Social Security. It is health care. It is being able to reform our criminal justice system. And when we're talking to voters and they cannot pay their bills, they're letting us know. We tend to listen to them and just have a simple conversation. And immigration does come up, but the biggest issue is how am I going to pay my bills? I'm working two jobs, mijo. Y ni con eso la puedo hacer. I've been making $9.10 for the past 6 years, mijo. Y es duro. And when you're having those conversations with the electorate, you tend to realize that whatever the talking points are nationally, they tend not to reflect the reality on the ground. And our biggest push is to be able to shift the paradigm and to be able to say, hey, like, these are the issues that matter to people in Claybrook County, people in Edgewood, people in Brownsville, people in McAllen, people also in the colonias. So I know in the Texas State Legislature there was a big issue when it came to funding of las colonias. And people want better roads. They want better lighting. They want to feel safe in their own neighborhoods. So when they want to feel safe, that comes from criminal justice and immigration. So those are the biggest issues. It is, how do I pay my bills? How do I protect my family? And how do we get a little piece of this thing called the American dream?
Ultimately, all the issues that are more along the political spectrum, people, again, like Arnoldo was saying, they're focusing on the bottom line. How do I pay the bills? I need to make ends meet. How do you convince people that starting off by just registering to vote and getting off the ground by actually having a voice in the issues, how do you convince people that that's the best place to start to actually work to change their lives?
Yeah, so that's only part of the process. Of course, getting registered, getting deputized, going out to vote, but also just going out, you know, and having town halls in our community. That way people know what's happening, what's with their neighbors, what's happening in the political spectrum, and how they can make those changes. We don't only want to win elections where we have candidates listening to us, but also having someone that will be out there, you know, fighting for them, and that we can win through legislation as well, making those changes that will impact them directly.
So for Hispanic Heritage Month, you began this campaign to register 1,000 voters from September 15th through October 15th. So what kind of progress have you made?
So the progress that we've made is we've been able to register 160. We have a lot of partner organizations. So now it's like, hey, let's go and let's register high schools. Let's register at the college campuses. We've been blessed. Our biggest blessing has been the city of San Benito, small town. Less than 22,000. And the city, the mayor, the school board, LULAC, and 30 volunteers attended, over 30 volunteers attended our voter registration training, and they're fully committed. The Catholic Church, the local Catholic Church, is fully invested. And right there in itself, it's going to be 300 to 400 to 500 people that are going to get registered to vote in San Benito. That will put us at, if my math is good, I majored in English. So we have 160 plus 300, that's 460. And if it's 500, that puts us at 660 or 760. And then that means that myself included and Claudia and all of our volunteers just has to hit the remainder and we hit go. If we don't hit go, we're still going to register people. Because Hispanic issues are not just relevant for 1 month. So I think that if we don't hit go, we're still going to go at it because it is extremely important that individuals don't just get registered to vote. Like our biggest thing is many organizations do voter registration and they go and they're like, oh, we registered 10,000 people. The question is, how many of those people did you turn out? So our goal is not to register people. Our goal is to be able to increase the electorate and the participation and also ask everybody that we register to vote, are you willing and able to become a poll worker? Are you willing and able to become a precinct chair? Regardless of party, if it's Republican, it's Republican. If it's Democrat, it's Democrat. I think we need to be able to build the political capital that our people deserve. Can you be the community leader that your wider needs? Like, can you be that precinct chair? Our precinct chairs are not precinct chairs. They're community organizers. And we have 21 of them who are in charge of one thing alone. It's hosting one town hall, finding out the issue that matters the most to their community, and fixing that issue in 1 year. That's it. And it can be as simple as one pothole. Everybody knows that one pothole in el barrio. It's like, no, espérate, move to the left. You know, it's right there. It can be as simple as that, or it can be as complex as providing free Wi-Fi. Or it can be something in the regards to ensuring, like in Brownsville, my mother, who became our first precinct chair, it is having...
She had to do it for her mijo.
Yes, I was like, andale madre, porque si no, no tenemos nadie. You got voluntold, madrecita. La quiero mucho. Pero a lo que voy es, we found out that in our neighborhood, most of the people who live in our precinct are the cooks, and they're the janitors of our public school system. La gente es trabajadora, and the issue that really impacted me personally was when we found out that they get hired in August and they get fired in May and they don't receive any type of compensation. What does a 55-year-old lady do? She can't work at Schlitterbahn. She can't be a security guard. She can't work at these teleperformance or call centers that are hiring people but only seasonal. So if you break it down, they make less than $9.50 an hour, which they do. They're making $4, $3 an hour because they're not working those 3 months. And I just don't understand how you can be an elected official and not know that that issue is going on. I don't understand how you can be a worker and not protest, but I come from a privilege aspect. I'm educated. I got a degree. And when I asked them, they're like, mijo, ¿y si me corren? ¿Qué? Ese es el único trabajo que yo tengo. So it's understanding fear. Because we can think, well, we have the best ideas. We have degrees. You know, just go there and lucha, madre. You know, go and protest. Pero si me corren, mijo, ¿qué? So how do you deal with that? How do you fix that? With having fear and the lack of education in one component and having complacency in the other. And for me, I have no answer. I won't lie to you because there is a lot of employees and they're not unionized. And if you don't have that, how do you fix it? And the only answer for me that I have is behind closed doors and talking to the elected officials, for we don't have the muscle right now. And it's dealing with that. And when you speak with the electorate, you tend to realize that everything you learn, you have to push a little bit to the side because there's a different reality on the ground.